The Texas Health Insurance Pool was created to provide coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. Participants typically pay double that of normal premiums. With the new health care law, the pool is no longer needed and is slated to close on January 1. However, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst sent a letter to the Texas Department of Insurance asking the termination to be delayed, citing the difficulties of the health care website could delay coverage for some of those on the pool. San Antonio resident Shannon Reynolds is one of those. She's on the pool and is currently paying $600 per month for herself and her two children. Her 11-year-old was diagnosed with Asperger's and bipolar disorder, a pre-existing condition blocking her from most old insurance plans. She says she tried to register for the marketplace on October 3rd.
They took my information. They said that they would have information to me on premium costs within 3 to 3.5 weeks. And now it's the middle of November, and I still don't have any premium rates.
She says if she doesn't receive a plan before the December 15th deadline, she'll have a lapse in coverage once the pool shuts down. John Greeley, a spokesman for the Texas Department of Insurance, in response to Dewhurst's request, says other options are currently being examined in place of shutting down the insurance pool.
We want to make sure there's a safety net for consumers so that there are no gaps between when they might be able to find other coverage.
There are about 23,000 people in Texas in the pool. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.